Zog die Gemara daf tes vovo mit Aleph on the top. Itmar, lechi ho'oimed me'elov. If you have a lechi that wasn't placed as a lechi, it wasn't placed for the purpose of a lechi. It was there because it just happens to be there, like a tree. A tree bark could be a lechi too. So it's oimed me'elov. It wasn't huzman lekach, zog Rashi. So Abai Yom, I have a lechi. Abai says it's a good lechi. Rova Yom, I don't have a lechi. It's not a good lechi. Zog the Gemara, the following, you said, the machlokes Abai and Rova. If a person did not know about it on Friday, it means, let's say Friday before Shabbos, he had a good lechi, and that lechi broke Shabbos morning, and now he wants to be soimach on that tree. That was lechi oimin me'eleho. So he was lois samchin aleh me'etmol. It's not the pshat that he went Friday afternoon, he said, let me rely on this tree as a lechi. I didn't even know about the tree that I'm going to be using it as a lechi, because I had a different lechi that happened to break over Shabbos. So, if he did not even rely on it before Shabbos, so kuli amal eplik de lav lechi. Even Abraya agrees that it's not considered a lechi. Zog Rashi, hech de loisam chinu aleh me'etmol, shohoi shom lechi achav anofa b'shabes, so then even Abai agrees that it's not a good lechi. Ki pligi, what's the machloikas? Hech de sam chinu aleh me'etmol. That means, you were soimach on this on Friday, you said, I'm going to use the tree as a lechi. Abai holds that's called a lechi, lechi oin me'eleo, even though I didn't build it as a lechi. And Rava says, lo have a lechi, sam chinu is not enough. You have to build it as a lechi. Now, hech de loisam chinu aleh me'etmol, Rashi says, there was another lechi and it fell on Shabbos. Explains the Or Zeruah, the fact that there was another lechi, there was a regular lechi, and that one broke on Shabbos, so it says, if you were doichav biyadayim de ilon, meaning, the lechi that you were planning to use was a lechi that you had. And now that it broke on Shabbos, even though you had the ilon day before, it's like doichav biyadayim, because the ilon that was me'elov is not a lechi, because you had behed in mind not to use it as a lechi. That's the pshat in lo yisamchinu aleh me'etmol. Lo yisamchinu aleh me'etmol means that you were doicha biyodayim, because I plan to use something else. However, if let's say you did not have another lechi, so me'ela, you were soimach on this lechi, the reason why it's a lechi, even if it's lo yisamcha aleh me'etmol, the reason why it would be a lechi, if you're not soimach aleh me'etmol, because it's not called dachinu biyodayim. The loy samchinon doesn't mean that you didn't know about it. The loy samchinon, he explains, means you were doicha biyadayim, you were lying on something else. If you did not have a good lechi and you just had a tree, even if you did not know about it, and you wake up Shabbos morning, is this movi a movi mesukon or not? That's not called loy samchinon. Zok Ozura. Loy samchinon state in Rashi means dafka lechi acher. That's called loy samchinon. That's doch for biyadayim. But passive, just not knowing about it, but not being doich biyadayim because you relied on something else, that's not called that loy samcha lema etmoil. And Azoy Zok Duran also, meaning loy samcha means that you're soimach on a different lechi. Azoy state in Rashi, Avodah Zarah Kodesh, many of you showing him learn like that, the pshanin. In somchu and loy somchu. Somchu lemi etmon and loy somchu means that you were soimach on something else. But if you were not soimach on something else, even if you weren't soimach on this, that's not called loy somchu lemi etmon. And lemaisa zoi paskin dramon shin samach gimel yud aleph. Azoi shin hagoy sashri. And that's a lemaisa, the mashmois of the Rishonim is clearly that it needs a specific soimach al davar acher to be considered lo yisamcha le'etmol. Not stam that I didn't think about it. I had to think about it on Friday. If you didn't think about anything, you didn't have something else, and Shabbos morning you wake up and you realize I need a tikkun in the mavoi. Oh, there's a tree over here. That's not called lo yisamcha le'etmol. And according to Abai, that would be good because lechi ha'imin me'elav is good, and it's not called that lo yisamcha le'etmol. Because the mice didn't have something else, and according to Rav, lechi or me'eleo is no good. It's irrelevant. It was some chunat. You need it. You be built the shame lechi, and a tree is or me'eleo. That would not be good. So zog the gemara again. Itmar lechi or me'eleo v'abayom have a lechi. Rav amalo have a lechi. Hey, chadolei samchin leh me'etmoil. If you're not samchin me'etmoil, like Rashi says, you had something else. Kulam leplig lo have a lechi. Even Abai agrees. Ki pligi, where's the machloikas? Hechad samchin aleh me'etmoil. You did not have something else. Not that you wouldn't necessarily knew about this, but that's called samchin aleh me'etmoil. You don't have something else. Abayom ahav lechi, that's enough. It's called a lechi. Lechi oim me'leo is enough as long as it's considered samchin aleh me'etmoil. As long as it wasn't something else. Doha samchin aleh me'etmoil. Rova me'leav lechi. Kevin de mikor alav adati dochi avidi. It wasn't built for this. The tree wasn't planted for a lechi. So loy have a lechi. Zog digamoga kosal kedaitoch. The hamini right now is ki heich de pligi belechi pligi nam b'mechitza. Meaning, just like there's machlokes b'lechi, the same machlokes are b'ayin rova you'd have b'mechitza. Especially if you say lechi mishum mechitza. So if you hold lechi, oyim me'aleh have a lechi, abai would hold have a mishum mechitza. So me'aleh it's good, and rova hold the lechi mishum heker. So lechi oyim me'aleh is not a good lechi because a heker is only when it's not me'aleh, when you build it. The heker you have to actually make l'shem lechi. So the same machlokes you have by lechi, you have by mechitza. Meaning that Abaye would hold mechitza oyim me'aleh have a mechitza, and Rava would hold that mechitza oyim me'aleh would not be called the proper mechitza, even though it's a mechitza. Bishlem lechi, Rava can hold it's mishum heker. So that's oyim me'aleh is no good. Right now the Gemara assumes, just like he argues by lechi, by mechitza too, he would say oyim me'aleh would not be good. Zok Dumara, we see not like that. Toshma, ha'ois is a kosa bein ha'ilonois. If someone builds a sukkah between the trees, v'ilonois tfanois lok sheiro. If you use the ilonis as a doifin, sukkah needs two tfanois and a mashu. So if you use the ilonis as a doifin, it's kosher. Now, this ilon, this doifin, wasn't built l'shem doifin, wasn't built l'shem mechitza. A doifin is a mechitza. So we see that mechitza, ha'oimed, me'aleo, have a mechitza. And not like we're saying now that the machlaik is according to Rava by mechitza would also be applicable. And mechitza, oim aleo, would not be good. Here we see it is good. And to the Gemara Chochma Iskinon, shenoton mitchil lekach, you actually planted the tree for as a doifin for the sukkah. Zog Mali, ochi pshita, what's a chiddush? Maritem, you might think, ligza demosi lish temusha be'ilon. You might think that we know that ois is kosev b'roish ilon is also la'alais boy, because you're not allowed to be mishtamash in the ilon on Yontif, on Shabbos and Yontif, shemayachtach's moira. So maybe if the ilon is a doifin, so maybe it should be goyza, that it can't be a kosher sukkah, but osi lish temusha be'ilon. Kamashma, we're not goyza. Yes, you're not allowed to climb a tree, but lishtamash in ilon, that you're not going to be oilon. It's the fact that it's using it as a doifin that we allow, and it's a kosher doifin, even though it's made out of a tree. So there's no raya legabe mechitza shayim me'aleho from the case of doifin and sukkah, because it was planted, it was not in mitchil lekach, so it's not me'aleho. Now Tosfos warns that if you're going to use the tree as a mechitza, it has to be that it doesn't blow in the wind. If it's not beruach, that's not called a mechitza. Now the mashmos of Tosfos is that at least you need that roiver the doifin. That's how the Magen Avraham is bedak in Tosfos, that in Hilchos Sukkah, that roiver the doifin should not blow with the wind. But if you have roiv that is not doesn't blow with the wind, then the mir that's menadneit doesn't stare me. Now there's a suffix in Achronim. What's the pshat in this din? Is this a din that it's if you have roiv that's not menadneit, so it's like the din of oimer meruba ala porutz, that just like oimer meruba ala porutz, it's roiv is enough. So here also, if roiv doesn't blow, that's enough. That's called a doifin. Or no, it's a bezunder din in nitelas beruach, that nitelas beruach, roiv that doesn't blow is considered a proper doifin. But it's not to do with the din of oimer meruba that we have a din roiv, just as we find by mechitzas, oimer meruba is called a mechitza. Zogdim otoshma, another raya. Hoyeshom ilonoi geder rechitzas akanim. If by the pasibi rois, where we allowed to draw water from the well, even though you don't have a real mechitza, you have parts from Rebel Oymed, but if you have those corners that are amir going in each direction, L-shaped, in every corner, in the Dalad Ruchos, even though you have poruts all in between, up to 10 amirs, up to 30.3, machlekes, but a koponim, the pasibi rois, that we allowed for oiler regolim, in order not to have an excuse, not to be oiler regol, because they can't take water from the well for the animals. So hoyeshom ilon, if let's say it was a tree that you want to use as one of the pasibi rois, you can carve out in that tree an amir going in each direction. Even though the tree is a circle, but you can carve out and 45 degree, and then you have it going in both directions. An amir. In hoyeshom ilon, oy geder, the fence, oy chit sakanim, there were reeds. Nida mishum diumad. It's called a diumad. Now, a diumad is a din mechitza. It's a mechudish like a mechitza that they were mechadish by oil, for oil regolim. For oil regolim, we said diumdim is enough. But the point is, the ilon wasn't planted lekach, so we see mechitza me'aleo is good. So, we're talking about she'osim mitchil lekach. You actually planted the ilon for this mechitza of pasibi rois, for diumdim. Yochim ha'kamashim, what's a chidish? The chiddush is that the chitz sakanim can even be pochos migimel tvochim. That means you have the reeds that are counted as diyumdin, they don't have to be a solid diyumid. It can even be reeds that are pachas pachas migimel midin lovud. It could also be din of diyumid. Could it be boy mi abaya mi rabba? Abaya as rabba. Could you utilize lovud for the din of diyumdin? Maybe diyumdin possibly always needs a solid partial mechitza of an amel. Who said you can use reeds and pachas pachas migimel would be sufficient? So that's a chiddush that even pachas pachas migimel. Like Abaya asked Rabbah, would it be good? We see over here that even this would be good, and even though there's no chiddush in Oyer Me'alel, because it's not a mitchilakach, but the chiddush is that Pachas Megimel helps even for Diyumdin. Now the Ritva explains, the reason why you would think that it wouldn't help is because you already make a gewaltige kula by Diyumdin. If Pachas Megubal Oymer helps, so Mechates you make another kula that Lover would help too. And maybe you would have to have Oymed meruba al apogutz in the diumid itself, or you need maybe shesi ve'erev. But the point is, lovud would not help. So that's a chiddush that lovud alone helps, even though it's not oymed meruba in the diumid, even though it's not shesi ve'erev. That even pachas migimel did in lovud, we say even by diumdin. Zogmo vayte toshma. I'll bring you another raya. Ilon hamesach al oretz. If you have a tree, a bark with the branches coming out, and the gvoy asor tfochim and the anofim. The branches go arch over and they go in all directions and they come to the other end further away, they branch down. So you have an arch that's created by these branches. So you have an arch of 10 tvachim if you go under this arch of the branches and it's 4 tvachim wide. So it's a reshus hayochid. So im ein noifoy gavoyam in aret shleisha tvachim, if the branches don't reach the ground when they overlap and turn into an arch, they're not within 3 tvachim of the ground, meaning you don't have lovud, then what? If ein noifa gavoyim in all shlosh tvachim, it's not elevated from the ground 3 tvachim. That means the branches reach all the way till the ground within 3 tvachim, so then it's lovud to the ground, metaltlin tachtov. Then on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry under it, because the branches of the tree are like ilonoi, are like bechitzes, that are gavoy asor tvachim. And also white for tvachim. So it's a makom that's mukav arba mechitzes. It's a reshus hayochid. You're allowed to carry there. But we see al kaponim mechitzes anasim me'alel have a mechitzah, because this tree on Shabbos, these branches were not made for mechitzah. It's b'dei shamayim. So the gemara the same teretz ochanami b'mayaskinu. We're talking about shenotim mitchil lekach. You planted it in this way in order that it should bend, that it should be able to carry here on the Shabbos, so it's not in the Mechitza Nasa Me'elel. It's in the Mechitza Nasa B'dei Odom. Zog D'mogi Hochi, why does the Mishnah say that you're only allowed to carry up until if it's Beis HaSayim? If it's more than Beis HaSayim, you can only carry Dalai Lamas. Freg D'mogi Hochi, Letalta Bekula, why are you only allowed to carry up to a certain amount? You should be metalta bekula no matter how big and large this area is. Aloma omar avuna b'gei davishua ein metaltim bo. You can't carry under this ilan ha-mesach elo beis asayim. That means only if the size is beis asayim. But if it's more than beis asayim, there's no head to metaltel. Only dalal amas. Dalal amas shalodim koinis loy. You're going to go dalal amas of a person. So lemaisa, this area, that if it was done b'dei odom, it was hukav l'dira by people to plant it this way in order to use as a protection. So then what's the difference if it's based sayim or not? If I built something as a mechitza, even more than based sayim, it should be mutter. So what's the difference if it's l'shem mechitza natua? It's a regular chotzer that you makav l'dira. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a regular chotzer that you makav l'dira. Bishum davadira shetashmish ala avir. What's the purpose of this shade of this arch that you want to create, that you created with these branches bending over? You did this in order to be mishtamish what's taking place out of these mechitzas. This is meant for the shomrei hasodos, for them to have a place to protect themselves while they're watching the rest of the field. So really, these mechitzas are not letoichan asuyos. It's a dira that's tashmish to la'avir. It's meant, the use of this dira is not to live. It's in order to protect yourself so I can watch the avir, what's taking place out of these branches, out of this area, on the outside of this, the rest of the soda. So, mushum davad dira shet tashmish la'avir. V'chol dira shet tashmish la'avir. Ein metaltin boy elo beis asayim. So since it's deal at Tashmisha La'avir, so there's a din that you can only be metaltal if it's based on Saim. But more than that, you only have Dalai Lamas. So Lo'olam, it's taka, that's B'dei Odom, it's taka hukav that was made by people, but it was not hukav ledira, it was letashmisha la'avir, for what's taking place out of this branched area, in order to watch the soda, which is out of this area. Zog the Gemara Toshma, Shovas betel, Shugvoya soro, Vehu me'alba amos, Vad besa saim. The halacha is on Shabbos, you only have 2,000 amos that you can go b'chutz etchum out of the city. The city is all called one tchum, and out of the city you have 2,000 amos. Now, if you're not in the city, if you're just in a private area, your bias, you have 2,000 amos from your tchum. Let's say you don't have a bias, you have a tail, you're on a mount that is 10 tfachim tall, and the area is four by four amos. So, shugvoya asoro vu me'alba amos, Vaad Beis Asayim, it's an area from Dalal Amos is in width, the area, all the way to Beis Asayim, V'chein, and your Shoivis over there, V'chein B'neka, or let's say you are between a bunch of boulders, big rocks, Shu'omek Asoro, now you're surrounded, you're 10 Tvachim in this area, surrounded, and likewise, V'me'ab Amos Vaad Beis Asayim, or V'komek Tzura, you're in a field, and the stalks all around you, and the area that you're standing in, that you parked yourself now, you were Shabbos, and right when the onset of Shabbos, it was Komak Tzura, it was all cut and harvested. So Mela, now you're surrounded by an area that is surrounded by 10 Tvachim, and the area of Dalal Amos, Ad Beis Asayim, Vishiboiles, Mekifis Oysa, and the area is all surrounded by stalks, by Shiboiles. So the halacha is, Mahalach is kula v'chutzala alpayim amo. This is your Mokum Shvisa. You're allowed to go alpayim amo out of this area. Now, so we have l'chore rai over here, then mechitza nasa me'eleh is a mechitza. Because these mechitzas were not planted by you. The rocks weren't made by you. The boulders weren't made by you. There's a mechitza oimim me'eleh. So we see clearly mechitza me'eleh is considered a mechitza and yamukum mechitzas, and it's your dira, and you have 2,000 amos from here. From the Mokum Shvisa. V'chitem, you're going to tell me, Yochanami, Sho'osa mitchilo lekach, we're talking about that he planted and he built it and he set it aside this way. So you can only say that by the harvest of the stalks. Bishlema koma lechaya. I'll give it. By the koma lechaya, you can say such a thing. That is done l'shem mechitza. You shaved and you cut and you harvested the inside area and you left the stalks all around you. Elotel v'neka. But if you have a mound or you have a sitting between boulders, Michael and Maymar, that's natural. That's b'nei shamayim. That's not l'shem mechitza. So we see mechitza nasim elayam mechitza. Now Rashi says in all these cases, the reason why it has to be an area of Dalal Amos, because less than Dalal Amos, you don't need mechitzas. Because every time a person has Dalal Amos, that is Konim Mekoimoi, is Metaltal. Even in Rosh Hashanah, a person can carry Dalal Amos if he's Konim Mekoimoi in that place, even without being Mukum Mechitzas. So Dalal Amos is Poshet what you need in order to, that the Mechitzas are required. Without less than Dalal Amos, you're always Konim Mekoimoi for Dalal Amos. The Meiri says that the Arba Amos we talk about are Bishipua Goiva. That means it's like a tail on its lacket. That means it's a steep area. So it's considered that it's yutvachim within Dalal Amos. It's considered tail on its lacket. Asor b'tech arba is called yutvachim. So this mound, this area is steep, going up, elevated on a slope. Within four amos, 10 tvachim. However, and that's called that it's loynach tashmishtei. So that's why it's considered an elevated area and it's a private domain. It's Ushus HaYochid. However, if it's a Telem Islakit, that's not B'Tech Dalal Amos. It's within 5 Amos. So then it's a very Noyach Dikr Tashmish because the slope is not steep. So then Take would not be a Din Ushus HaYochid. But that's what the Miri says. Telem Islakit Asoga B'Tech Hey. And that would not be considered a Mechitza of Noyach Tashmish. Now, by the previous Gemara, the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya by Ilon HaMeis Chala Oretz. So mitaltin tachtov. So we said that it's a dira tashmisha la'avir. It's a dira tashmisha la'avir. You're not mitaltin elo beis asayim. Even though lemaise was not me'elov, was not meant for that. But it's the main purpose of this dira is la'avir. So Rashi says in dira masum shmav dira tashmisha la'avir. The bottom of the Rashi, the end of the Rashi says the lav dirahu dal kochu dorsham. It's not a dira. It's al kochu. It's against my will. I'm not living here because I want to live here. I have to be here to protect myself from the shade, but really, my job is to be outside of here to check to watch the sodas that are outside these trees that are bent over like an arch. Now, Yirmeya Arak in Tal Torah, he says that if, let's say, the person lives there Yom V'Layla, then it's a dira even if he's Dar Bal Korcho. Meaning, for instance, he brings the B'Shem Rav, a Beis Hasur, someone's in a jail. So that's called a dira even if it's Yosem Beis Hasayim, because dira Bal Korcho is when you're not the Yom V'Layla. But dira Bal Korcho, that you did Yom V'Layla, that automatically is going to be a dira. That's his medayik in the sugya over here, that it's based on surim, like the Rav says, is yes called a dira. Salkaponim, the Gemara brought a raya from by the neka, when a person is between the boulders, or by the tail, that it's considered mechitza, she'oimid me'aleo, have a mechitza. So in Mele, we see clearly, not like we said before, that the machloikas is also by mechitza nasa me'aleo. No, mechitza nasa me'aleo is clearly mechitza, even though it's not done by the odom. So the Gemara taka retracts, and the Gemara says, Zokti Gemara, Elo, the mechitzas kulam aloi pligi, even Rava that says lechi oy meleo is not called a lechi, that's dafka by lechi. But mechitza oy meleo, everyone agrees, is called a mechitza. Elo, the mechitzas kulam aloi pligi, dava mechitza. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes abai in Rava? Belechi. Abaye, letame abai lishtosi that holds, the oma lechi mishu mechitza. And just like mechitza oy meleo is a mechitza, so lechi mishu mechitza, lechi oy meleo is also a lechi. So that's why lechi yom eleo is good, because lechi mishum mechitza, and just like mechitza yom eleo is mechitza, so to a lechi me'eleo is kosher. V'rova letamei, doma lechi mishum hacker. The purpose of a lechi is a hacker. It's not mishum mechitza. Ain't a mechitza shayom eleo is a mechitza, but lechi mishum hacker. So if it's a hacker, so that's only a hacker if you did it be a dayim. Yavir be a dayim have a hacker. If it's B'nai Shemaim, if it's Oy Me'alel, if it wasn't you that made this, so then it's not called a hacker. Hacker gufa connotes that you made it. Avidu B'yadayim, that's the hacker. If it's Me'alel, there's no hacker on your part. So the Gemara is saying that by Mechitza Kuleyam Loi Pligi, the Mechitza Shoyim Me'alel, have a Mechitza. Zok the Rosh, that Loi Pligi, the have a Mechitza, this is even by Loi Som Choleyam Etmoil. Even by Loi Som Choleyam Etmoil, it's a Mechitza. And he brings a Raya, he says, the Gemara says later, on Daf Mem Gimel, the mechitzas bnei odom hanasis b'shabbes on Shabbos. Yeah, mechitzas bnei odom. People are standing in a row, and you want to use that as a mechitza. It's called a mechitza. Why? Because by mechitza, since the kuleyam have a mechitza, then even without a somchalei me'etmoil, it would be considered a mechitza. As Zoyzok the Meiri, then that's called a mechitza. However, others argue. The Korban Nesanol says that even by a mechitza, you need somchalei me'etmoil. So it's not so posh that automatically a mechitza that's oimin me'aleo, it would be good even by loy som choleh me'etmoel. Now, we had a machlokes v'shoinim, what exactly does loy som choleh mean? Does loy som choleh mean that you had something else in mind? Or loy som choleh, you didn't have that in mind? Choponim, by mechitza b'nei odom, it's the Rosh holds that you taka don't need a som choleh, whatever som choleh means, and the others say that you do need a som choleh me'aleo. Without that, It's not called a mechitza. Mechitza oy me'aleo is taka mechitza, but you need the somcha me'aleo. Legabi tzuras haPesach, there's a machlokes haPoskim. How do we look at tzuras haPesach? Tzuras haPesach is mishum mechitza, but by nasis me'aleo, would it help just like mechitza? Or do we say no, that even tzuras haPesach there's din hecker in the mechitza? So me'aleo, the nasis me'aleo would not be good. You need a ma'is b'yadayim because of the hecker that you require in the tzuras haPesach. Shvus Yankov, Mishkas Yankov, they discuss this. It even comes up legabe the machlokes that they bring, the achronim discuss legabe the telephone post, the telegraph that they call, it's a Tzuras HaPesach Shnasa Me'aleo. It wasn't built for Tzuras HaPesach. So would there be chisaron, besides the chisaron of Min Atzad, but would it be chisaron of Tzuras HaPesach Shnasa Me'aleo or not? Legabe Kore Shnasa Me'aleo, you have a crossbeam. So over there, there's a machlokes v'shoinim, the Rosh says that it doesn't help. And even Abaya that says Lechi, that mishum mechitza by koyre he says mishum hecker and not mishum mechitza, so nasa me'aleo would not help taka. La lochin since amach gimel we paskin that a lechi that you beferish loy somchu is taka not a lechi, and by mechitza we paskin like the rosh that even without somchu it's taka kosher, and it's a pesach you need that you have to somchu leme etmoil, and by koyre we paskin also the me'aleo would not be kosher. Those are the sikum of all the dinim of me'aleo. Kvega is an interesting. Sveikus in Shin Samach Gimel, if let's say you have a somcha aleo me'etmoil for a mechitza, and now the mechitza, well, let's say it was originally Tzuras HaPesach, and now it broke down, could you remain now as a lechi, because it was somcha aleo for mechitza, the remainder of the mechitza that remains of the Tzuras HaPesach, could that be looked upon as a lechi? Would the Sumcha Aleha for the Mechitza help now for the Lechi? Or for that original Sumcha Aleha from the Tzuras of Pesach, would that help for the Lechi? So the Gemara comes out of here, it's Machlokes Abaye and Rove L'shitosom. If you hold Lechi Mishum Heker, then you need that it has to be Nasi B'nei Odom. Nasi Me'aleo is not good. And if you hold Lechi Mishum Mechitza, like Abaye says, then Mechitza Ha'oimed Me'aleo have a Mechitza. B'kveige and Gilin Yashas and Daf Beis, in the first Rashi, in the beginning of the Masechta, in the Mishnah, so Rashi seems to be soisim, and he says that we're talking about that the Mavui was Mutter B'takanta the Lechi Akeira, the Lahave Akeira. So B'kveige right away by Vons, why does Rashi go into the Tzad of Have Akeira? Hokayim Lon Lechi Oime Elov Have Lechi. That means Lechi Mishum Mechitza. Rashi is saying Mishum Hekera Lamaisa, we know it's Mishum Mechitza. So the Achronim say on this Rashi right away that even Mishum Mechitza Lamaisa, we see clearly in the Mishayim is Mavur and in Daf Hey in the Tosis that you need a Heker also. So the question is, what kind of Heker do you need? Is it a Heker that you need that's in the Mechitza, or a Heker Stamazoi, not in the Shem Mechitza, in the Lechi itself? But Hilchot Mechitza means it's a Heker and a Mechitza. A Kaponim will come out that even this Heker that you have, but Klap in the Din of Oymin Me'aleo, it would not be a Chisaron. Sok the Gemara Vayta Toshma. Avnei Gedel Hayoytzes Min HaGodel. If you have bricks that are left over, that are coming out, that are protruding from the fence, that are boiled from the Koisel. So these Avonim that are boiled, if they are themselves within 3 tvachim one another, and the 10 tvachim tall, these blitas, these stones that are coming out, so muvdolei zu mizu pachas mishloisha, so then that itself can be looked upon as a lechi. Ein tzoch lechi acher, that's a lechi. Shloisha, if they remove 3, then you don't have lavu, tzoch lechi acher. So what do we see over here? That we see clearly this wasn't built for this purpose. It's a lechi oyin me'aleo, and it's kosher. So we see it's a lechi. We see clearly that, like Abaya, that lechi oyin me'aleo have a lechi, and it's not mishum heker, it's mishum mechitza, and that's why it helps me'aleo. And to the Gemara Ochanami, Shabonu mitchil l'kach, you built it for this purpose, in order to have a lechi. Pashtus, we understand that the Gemara's hamina was that it wasn't for this. It was left over from the binyan. So the Gemara says, no, it was taka built mitchil l'kach. Zog the Gemara, yochi pshita. Obviously, it was built mitchil l'kach. Of course, it's a good lechi. Why shouldn't it be a good lech? It's not me'aleo. Zog the Gemara Ma'ariv Tema, you might think, le'meisa binyonu davida. The reason why it's there is because it's meant to be able to add on another room. When you have bricks that are protruding, so now you can extend the koisel and add an extension to the house. So it's le'meisa binyonu davida. So me'aleo, it's meant for that. So kamash v'lon, that no, that since you made it l'shem lechi, it's kosher l'shem lechi, even though it appears that it's meant for this l'meisa binyono. It doesn't make a difference what it looks like. It's the derech of the banoyim to leave this taka in order to build another additional in the house. But l'meisa, I did it l'shem lechi, so me'el it's taka good. That's how Ritva explains. The chiddush is that even though it appears that the derech banoyim is to do this, so me'el, we don't look at it as a lechi, komashlon, even if it's a derech and it's not nicker, but l'meisa, if you did it l'shem lechi, it's still going to be good. If you have two walls of the Mavi, one of them ends earlier than the one that's across from it. Now you have a lechi protruding that is only visible from the outside. The inside, it looks flush. Or you can see the lechi from the inside, from the wall. From the outside, it doesn't appear. It's a lechi. Now over here, we're talking about lechi oyme elov. It's mistava that it wasn't built this way. The koisel wasn't made with protruding a piece that's inside or outside. So Mela, it turns narrow, and that's why it's nearer mibchutz mifnim. So lechayra it's lechi anasim elav is a raita abaya. Zogemar the same tchiyah ochanami shalosim itchil lekach. Zogemar yochi my kamashon, what's the chiddush? Obviously, if he made it itchil lekach, it's a lechi. Zogemar hakamash velon. The chiddush goof is that even though it's only visible from the outside, it's called a lechi, because nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim is called a lechi. Zok d'gmo, the final raya, toshma. The Rav Avi Yosef Rav Humavoy, Rav was sitting in the Mavui. Havi Yosef Rav Hunekamei, Rav Hunu was in front of him. Omalei l'shamei, Rav told the Shamish, Zil aysa l'kuzet amaya, bring me a utensil with water. Ado also nofel l'chaya, until the Shamish came back, the lechi fell down and broke. Ach v'lebi yodei, Rav pointed with his finger. He told the Shamash, don't step any further, don't walk. The Erev fell, the Lechi broke. You can't carry this Mavui. Kom aduchtei. So the Shamash stood in his place. He froze because he can't move. Omelech Avuna. Avuna that was sitting in front of Rav told Rav, Loi sovelem mal, lis mechadikla. Why can't we rely on the tree? There's a tree over here in the Mavui. So this tree that's next to the Pesach of the Mavui, let that be the Lechi. Omar, so Rav said, told Rav Huna, Domi Haimi Rabbonon. It seems like you, Rav Huna, is commanded like Polish Incha Shmaitza. You never learned in your Polish Shmaitza. No one ever explained you the Sugi of Lechi. Misam Chinon Ale Me'etmoil. Was I Samech on his Dekel Me'etmoil? There was another Lechi Erev Shabbos. Here we see clearly it's not called Samchina Me'etmoil. It's Loi Samchina Me'etmoil because it was something else. So we see over here, Zakta Maga, time of the Loi Samchinon. The reason why the tree is not a good Lechi is because I was Loi Samchinon. I had in mind something else. Ho Samchinon, Mashma, the tree would have been a good Lechi if you're Samech on it, if you did not rely on something else, then Ho Samchinon have a Lechi. So we see clearly a Rai like Abaya that Lechi Oyim Me'elov, the tree wasn't planted for this. As long as it's Samchinon Me'etmoil, then it's good Lechi. Zakta Maga. The Gemara says, no, this is not a Rai. Ad Rabbi, you can bring faket from this ma'isa. Lema abaye v'rova b'deloy samchinon le'pligi. Maybe the machlokes abaye and rova, if lechi oyim me'elov is a lechi or not, is by loy somcha ala lechi before Shabbos. Loy somcha ala lechi, if you're not samech on the lechi me'etmoil, that is good for where the machlokes is. That abaye holds even by loy samchinon, it's called a lechi. Ho samchinon alei. But if let's say there was samech me'etmoil, then have a lechi. Then everyone agrees it's a lechi. So forget from this ma'isa, you can deduce that the lechi fell in the middle of Shabbos. So Rav did not want to be soimich on the tree. Why? Because not like Abaya. Because he holds like Rava. That if you're not soimich on the lechi me'etmoil, then it's not a good lechi. But if somcha me'etmoil, then it would be a lechi. Lechi oim me'le'el would also be a good lechi. So forget. Maybe the raya from this ma'isa goof is like Rava. That lo'olam lechi oim me'le'el would yes be called a lechi. But the reason why it's not a lechi is because it was loy somcha le'etmoil. Meaning we're changing now that the machloikas abayin rova gufa is by the loy somcha le'apligi. And over here we want to be mechiach that he told him you have to stop in your tracks, you can't rely on this movie now because it's loy somcha le'etmoil, like rova, because machloikas abayin rova is by loy somchu. But ain't chami by somchu, even oimin me'aleo would be good. So maybe bring a rai punk fakert. So tomorrow you can't say that that's the machloikas. Loy salka daitoch. I'll bring you a raya clearly that the machloikas is by somcha le'em etmoil. Then Rava holds lech oim aleo is not good, and Abaye holds by somcha le'em etmoil, it is good. Why? Lo yisakadaitoch, da'u barka. There was a porch, the have bay bar chavu, that was in the mobile yo bar chavu. And over there was, v'have pligi bar abaye v'rova kulishnayu. The porch was held up by a beam. And all the years, there was always a machloikas every Shabbos about this beam that's holding up the porch. Could it be counted as a lechi in the entrance of the Mavui? So this is clearly some chalel, because they knew about this before Shabbos, and they always had a constant machlokes about this beam that's under the porch. Is it there to hold up the porch? Or could you look at it, even though it's oyim me'aleo, could you look at it as a lechi, because some chalel me'etmal, even though it's oyim me'aleo, wasn't built for a lechi, it was built for a porch. It was clearly built for the porch, because that's what it's holding up. So we see clearly Abaye and Rava argued by somcha le'em etmol by oimin me'aleo. And we take a paskan like Abaye that lechi oimin me'aleo have a lechi. This is one of the cases of Yal Kigam. The Lamed Pashtas is lechi. And we put Tosis and Daf Hey brings. Benitam says that lechi is not the case of Yal Kigam. It's a different Lamed. But the Pashtas, Yal Kigam is lechi oimin me'aleo, that we hold lechi oimin me'aleo have a lechi by somcha le'em etmol. In the mice itself, where he told the Shamash to stop in his tracks, took the Rashba, not just to save him from carrying in a tilt in a movi that doesn't have a lechi, but he wanted him, Gufa, to be Meshamash as a lechi. That's what he told him. A lechi anasi b'Shabbos is kosher even below some chalem etmoil. And so he wanted him to become the lechi. Just like Mechitza b'nei Odom ha-Mechitza, so the lechi shal Odom would be considered a lechi. That's what the Rashba wants to say. That was the mice in the Komaduchtei. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Tezvav Mud Aleph.